Toyota. Visit the brand new Newtown Toyota East Vic Park. Let their family look after yours.
We're the Eagles, the West Coast Eagles, and we're here for a player chat
with Liam Duggan.
And nails it!
Liam Duggan, sorry, Sean, I thought you were coming in then. Mate, welcome again. The head looks perfect. The cologne looks and it smells nice.
He smells good.
Yeah.
10 out of 10. He's a handsome looking man. But, mate, round one, tonight's game, it kicks off. Are you excited by the season starting in general or more just let's just get going, West Coast?
I'm very excited by the season starting. I think to see Carlton and Richmond hit it off at the start of every year, it sort of, you know, gets the juices flowing a little
bit.
So, don't know. I'm on the fence on that one. But, you know, if it's a good game, I'm keep going.
What do you mean, should they? What's the issue?
Well, like, why do they get dibs on the first game of the season every year?
Richmond, it's an exciting combo.
No, yeah. It wasn't for two decades.
It was
a disaster. Yeah, it's still exciting.
No one cares.
Two equally bad teams come together, it's still a comp.
You know what I mean? No, I get it. But, mate, how's your rig? The wooden knee and stuff? You're flying at the moment.
Yeah, mate, I'm ready to go. This time last year, I was still in rehab and then played next week, so I'm much more prepared for what is to come in the early parts of the season, which is really nice.
How's the excitement levels? Because I've noticed in here they've gone nuts. They're like, today's the day. They're counting sleeps, literally. Not quite that, but do you feel the same sort of? Do you get that same hype during the weeks leading up?
I do, but it's still work for us. So it's sort
the
of you got to keep
training.
You got to keep. Yeah, it doesn't get any easier the last couple of weeks before round one. But everyone starts to, you know, sitting out the back with Tommy there, and he's throwing me in the super coach side and all that sort of stuff. So the hype around the minute you walk out.
Yeah,
that's fine.
He made me feel good for two minutes there.
So it is an exciting time, and obviously being in a footy state, like you feel the buzz around it. So it'd be great when we get home and can play a few games in front of our home fans.
Now, last year was disastrous. I think everyone would agree. Two wins, big pre-season. Nick Nat's a little bit of an Achilles. Yoey's done a little bit of a calf. Do you think, oh, no, not again, or is it just bad luck?
I think it's bad luck, and I don't expect them to be out for too long. So Yoey's was a little bit of a surprise, obviously, during the week, and by the sounds of things, it's not too bad. He should be pretty close to being back after this week, and obviously Nick, I think we heard him say before that he sort of knows himself when he'll be right, and unfortunately he's had a bit of practice at managing injuries, but I don't think he's too far around the corner either.
You just say something?
I was just, have you ever had a sore Achilles?
No, I haven't. Nah, touch wood. I've been.
Jeez, they're sore little buggers.
Yeah. How long did yours last?
Oh, about 6 years.
I know you were busy giving hope to footballers everywhere. You're busy through the week. You had the Captain's Day in Melbourne.
Yes.
So no Luke Shuey there. And then I understand he wasn't available. And then I understand there were two other people before you that managed
there
to get out of
Tommy.
It.
There was a longer list than that.
A longer list than that. How did it land on you?
Oh, it was a really last minute thing. It was Tuesday. I found out. I got the text message. One of our staff members said, "Could I pop into their office and have a chat about maybe heading towards Melbourne?"
Who sends that to you?
That was the GM.
So it was
obviously I'm going to go and have a chat about it. I wasn't going to tell him no, but yeah, I wasn't happy about it at the start. I felt like an important player in the side, and I wanted to train well Friday and prepare myself. Obviously the wooden knee. But obviously, Shuey's much more important than me because I didn't want to fly him before Friday session. So headed over. And it wasn't a bad experience when I got there.
I heard that when you all walked out onto the G, it was a little bit of awkward chat, like the end of a news bulletin where they do their papers and then go, it was a good day, wasn't it?
Toby Nankervis saved me in that. He's a great man, by the way, with the big nank.
Jerry saw you standing out and going, oh, get in here, young man.
I think because I made it pretty clear that I didn't put my hand up to be there. Right. So I made sure I got to every captain of the other 17 clubs and said, boys, look, I didn't put my hand up for this. I've been sent here.
Now, if you keep going about your day, I'm not a spy or anything. Yeah. I'm Liam Duggan.
Yep. But the Nank just, I think we got along because he didn't want to be there as much as me. He wasn't all for it. But yeah, at the end of the experience, it was actually quite a positive one, to be honest.
It was a bit of an appendage swinging contest with the captains where they beaten their chest.
The funniest thing was Gil spoke to us. We had breakfast with the commission before the media and stuff. Heavy, and
put a glass eye to sleep.
There were some heavy hitting combos, but he kept like mentioning that the 18 of the most powerful men in the game.
And I just keep yelling out, "Hey, man,
imagine if he said 17. Yeah. 17 most important men. Shuey's on the link.
Yeah. Not once did he look me in the eye when he said that. So
tell me they at least flew your business, did they?
I flew business, and I did enjoy that. So it's there were some silver linings.
Some perks.
Liam, North Melbourne. Is there a bit of pressure on round one? Oh, there's always pressure on every game, but, I mean, they're looking to turn things around. Alistair Clarkson's first ever game. A few recruits have come in. Griffin Logue, Liam Shields will play. I know they're not the superstars of the competition. What do you expect from North Melbourne under Clarko, and what do you prepare for?
Yeah, it's interesting. With obviously first games under new coaches, we've seen it throughout time. They tend to go well. Yeah. So we know that... North are going to be fired up. They're going to want to put on a show for their home fans. Clarko's first game. They're going to want to impress. So we're preparing for a pretty heated battle, which is great for us as well. Obviously, we went over early last year and came close with a underdone list. But it's exciting. I think both teams have fitter, healthier lists now. And obviously, there's been a bit of positivity around both sides coming into the round one.
Now, while Sean gets Damien Hardwick's comments up, no footy at Optus Stadium this weekend. We're away both sides. Very unusual that that happens. Did you catch what Damien Hardwick had to say about the MCG's conditions?
No, I haven't.
I went to Ed Sheeran. It's well worth it, as far as I'm concerned. That was an unbelievable concert. So whatever condition it's in, don't give a shit. As long as we get Ed here, that's a big win for me.
How does the teams feel about both being on the road? Doesn't matter. Make it up down the sea next week or whenever it might happen. But do you care that both sides are on the road?
No, it doesn't make a difference to me. It's obviously we're pretty lucky. We get three at home post this, so you take your win there. But I love that Dimmer's just being so honest there, acting like a normal human there, and not a real well looked after footballer.
So when Duggo drove me home the other day, Michelle, we got in the car and Galway Girl was playing and the A-Team.
You two were singing together.
We were bouncing along, mate. It was so much so. I said, mate, I don't live in Cottesloe. Why are we going this way?
Two guys.
And he said, mate, I want this song to finish. Galway Girl. There you go. Did you go to Ed Sheeran?
No, I didn't. I missed Ed, but I heard some great things. I can't believe how he sold out Melbourne or the G twice, two nights in a row.
As I say yesterday on air, my little sister lives 150 metres from the MCG. We've had a place there in that same street for 30 years. She's never, ever heard an audience from the MCG as loud as what she did at Ed Sheeran.
Wow.
Grand finals, test matches, Shane Warne's wicket, all that stuff. She's never heard something as loud as what came out of the MCG that night.
Yeah, he's an incredible act. Like, I'm spewing I wasn't there.
So there's Carbo.
Oh,
he
mate.
Called him a busker.
Really?
A busker.
Busker. What did he mean?
Because he doesn't have a drum set. Carbo's big on the drums. Oh. But tell me this, though. What was the last gig you did go to?
I went to the Chili's a couple of weeks before.
Chili's.
Yeah,
that was
the greatest day of my life. Mm. UFC into the Chili's.
Oh, She wasn't there.
I was at the Chili's. I wasn't, because we were talking about it the other day. And he goes, it's like going to war. We were in the trenches. You were in the kitchen.
She tried to relate to the men who were in there throwing fists and arms and hammer fists. You weren't there.
So anyway,
Eagles North live on Triple M Saturday at 10 o'clock. Yeah,
I'll be there.
You want to come, Michelle?
Anything to get away from these two.
It was a great day until Sean had a bourbon. Then he doesn't remember much.
Did me.
After, he doesn't remember much more after that.
10 o'clock on Saturday live on Triple M. You can see Eagles and North play. Good luck for round one, Duggo.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming in.